radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will be sharing the results of the recently completed 29th annual Phil Minnesota Association Golf Tournament, which took place this past Saturday at the Victory Links Golf Course in Blaine, Minnesota. Last week on the Filipino American National News, we had FMA Golf Chairperson Budava, Committee Member Arnold Talatala, and one of the golfers, Pat Kanan, on the show to discuss the golf tournament. In regards to the golf tournament results, here they are. The overall winners with the low score of minus 18, which is an FMA tournament record in the Mulligan era, are Trung Tu, who was the captain, Corey Bong, Justin Smithers, and Peter Varhey. The overall second place winners of the All-Filipino Kamayan Cup Trophy, I believe they are the team Aguila, and that is led by Captain Franco Zerna, Paolo Dubuque, Tristan Paginin, and Michael Santa Brigda. And for those that were also wondering about some of the outreach that some of the proceeds of the golf tournament towards the FMA Golf Outreach Program, it's for a medical mission in Santa Fe, Bataan Island, Cebu, and it led to TV donations to the classroom of the Polk Elementary School, making possible by the Department of Education campaign for its integrated media curriculum. Additionally, an exploratory mission outreach program members funding deep water dig project and pump installation, providing running water for 120 students in the Tina Elementary School in Hamtik, Antig. I'd like to thank Budava for providing us with this information of the winners of the event. in regards to some of our community announcements here in the Filipino American community, on Saturday, on Friday, October the 6th, Joe Coy's World Tour will be taking place at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, beginning at 8 p.m. And from what I know of the show, there will be another Filipino-American comedian on stage with him, and that'll be none other than Joey Gila, who is part of his other previous tours, part of his Netflix special, and also was a part of Joe Coy's movie Easter Sunday. In regards to that community announcement on October the 7th, the Philippine Study Group of Minnesota, with Filipino American History Month being that of October, will be having a Q&A Zoom discussion with the program entitled The Original Rejectionists, Filipino Groups Who Fought to Preserve Religion, Culture, and Identity in the Face of Spanish Colonization. And this is presented by Raul Dubuque. In regards to some other community announcements, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their induction ball on Saturday, October the 28th at 6 p.m. at the Sheraton Bloomington Hotel. This is their 52nd induction of officers, and the theme for this particular induction ball is Back to Prom from Any Era, a fundraising gala promising an evening of dinner, dancing, and fun. For more information, you can contact Lorna at 612-232-4308. Also, if you're a fan of the NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves have their first regular season home game, their home opener, at Target Center, and it is against a multi-time guest here on the Filipino American National News. That is Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra, who was also the main assistant on the USA basketball team as they recently completed the FIFA tournament in the Philippines. And for our last community announcement for the evening, the Film Minnesotan Association will be having their induction ball on Saturday, November the 6th. But for right now, we are going to play a song from Olivia Rodrigo, who has the number one selling album that recently got released. And I believe this is the second time she has done this in the two albums that she has released. And we're going to play a track from her latest CD, and the name of this song is entitled Teenage Dream.
When am I gonna stop being wise beyond my years and just start being wise? When am I gonna stop being a pretty young thing in the guise? When am I gonna stop being great for my age and just start being good? When will it stop being cool to be quietly misunderstood? I'll blow out the candles, happy birthday to me, 'cause you're whole. Ahead of you, you're only 19. got all the best parts of me. And I'm sorry that I couldn't always be your teenage dream. And when this wide-eyed affection and all good intentions start to not be enough, when will everyone have every reason to call on my bluff? And when are all my excuses of learning my lessons gonna start to feel sad? Will I spend all the rest of my years wishing I could go back? I'll blow out the candles, happy birthday to me. Got your whole life ahead of you, you're only 19. But I fear that they already got all the best parts of me. Sorry that I couldn't always be your teenage dream. They all say that it gets better the more you grow. Yeah, they all say that it gets better, but what if I don't know? They all say that it gets better the more you grow. Yeah, they all say.
Again, that was Olivia Rodrigo with Teenage Dreams. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM. Also heard online at kfai.org/Filipino American National News, and we can also be heard via the KFAI app, which can be found on both Google Play and the Apple Store. And you do have one more week to listen to that interview of the FMA golf tournament, which we had with golf chairperson Bu Dava, committee member Arnold Talatala, and Pat Kanan, which is archived for one more week on the KFAI app and the KFAI website. Also, if you missed our interview a couple weeks back with singer Ellie Mack, a.k.a. Camille Velasco, you can find that via our Facebook page, the Filipino American National News. You can see the video version of that interview. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk, and this comes from Reuters. The Philippines on Sunday accused China's Coast Guard of installing a floating barrier in a disputed area of the South China Sea, saying it prevented Filipinos from entering and fishing in the area. Manila Coast Guard and Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources strongly condemned China's installment of the barrier in part of the Scarborough Shoal, Commander J. Tariella, a Coast Guard spokesman, posted on the X social media platform, formerly Twitter. The barrier blocking fishermen from the shoal was depriving them of their fishing and livelihood activities, he said. The Philippine Coast Guard will continue to work closely with all concerned government agencies to address these challenges, uphold our maritime rights, and protect our maritime domain, Tariella said. The Chinese embassy in Manila did not immediately reply to requests for comments. China claims 90% of the South China Sea, overlapping with exclusive economic zones of Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Beijing seized the Scarborough Shoals in 2012 and forced fishermen from the Philippines to travel further for smaller catches. Beijing allowed Filipino fishermen to return to the uninhabited shoal when bilateral relations were improving markedly under then-President Rodrigo Duterte. But tensions has mounted again since his successor, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., took office last year. Philippine Coast Guard and Fisheries Bureau personnel discovered the floating barrier, estimated at 300 meters, 1,000 feet long, on a routine patrol on Friday near the shoal, locally known as Bajo de Masinloc, Tariela said. Three Chinese Coast Guard rigid hull inflatable boats and a Chinese maritime militia service boat installed the barrier when the Philippines vessels arrived, he said. Filipino fishermen said the China typical installs such barriers when they monitor a large number of fishermen in the area, Tariela said. The Chinese boats issued a 15 radio challenge and accused the Philippine ship and fishermen of violating international and China laws before moving away. Upon realizing the presence of the media personnel on board the Filipino vessel, he said. And for right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is from singer, actress, I guess an ambassador to the Philippines, Vanessa Hudgens, and this comes from her first CD. And the name of this song is entitled Whatever Will Be.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a bird with broken wings. At times I dread my knowing and be where I've been. But that's when quiet wisdom takes control. At least I've got a story no one's told. I finally learned to say I
And once again, that was Vanessa Hudgens with Whatever Will Be. And we're going to head back over to the news desk. And this comes from the NDTV.com. A viral video showed the security guard officer stuffing the cash into her mouth and then covering it with a handkerchief. Authorities in the Philippines are investigating an airport security officer who was caught on video swallowing $300 in bills allegedly stolen from a departing Chinese passenger. According to CNN Philippines, the incident took place at Terminal 1 of Manila's Ninoy Aquino International Airport on September the 8th. The Office of Transportation Security, the OTS, posted a statement about the incident on Facebook on Tuesday. It said that the identity of the security officer involved has been established and the gathering of evidence is already ongoing. A video going viral online showed the security officer stuffing the cash into her mouth and then covering it with a handkerchief. It also showed her drinking water while using a finger to push the rest into her mouth. Upon receipt of the information about the recent allegation of theft involving the security screening officer at Ninoy Aquino Airport and Airport Terminal 1, where a cash amount, I think $300 US dollars, was missing, the OTS took action to validate the information and launch its fact-finding investigation, said on Facebook. The agency added that it is working with the Manila International Airport authorities and the Philippine National Police Aviation Security on the case. According to the South China Morning Post, the officer took the money from a visitor's hand-carried bag when the person was undergoing an x-ray scan. Officials said the four screeners officers, including the woman, were placed under suspension while the investigation into the case continues. The woman officer, however, has been suspended for now, CNN reported. In a statement, the OTS emphasized that the incident does not reflect the code of conduct for civil servants, such much more of the core values and its members uphold. The OTS administrator, Ma O Alpasaka, also said the authorities are pursuing administrative case against the officer and is considering filing a criminal case against her. Meanwhile, this is not the first time a security officer was caught stealing money from passengers, as per the SCMP earlier this year. A security personnel at the airport was caught stealing money from a Thai tourist, while another screening officer was arrested for proliferating Chinese passenger watches. And right now, we are going to end the Filipino-American National News with two songs. One from the artist Haley Steinfeld, entitled Love Myself, and the other by Ella J. Bosco, entitled Clouds. Next month is Filipino-American History Month, and we will have some special interviews that we are working on here for the show that will be sure to tell our listening audience here on the show and via our social medias, via Facebook and Instagram. But for right now, we're going to play that song by Haley Steinfeld. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Can't love myself, no, I don't need anybody else. Anytime, day or night. about you. Yeah. Got me speaking in tongues. The beautiful it comes without you. Yeah.
To present Bobby Rush at the Dakota on Wednesday, October 4th. During his renowned stage show, Bobby Rush frequently jumps high into the air, arms spread and legs tucked, only to land gracefully and return without a hitch to his dazzling routine. It's a move you might expect at a contemporary R&B show, but it's downright shocking when you realize that Rush is in his late 80s, one of the most prominent advocates for the blues tradition. Tickets for Bobby Rush can be found at the Dakota website. Visit dakotacooks.com for more details.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their heating bills. We assist Ramsey and Washington County residents with home energy payments, energy crises, and emergency furnace repairs. We also offer referrals to the Home Weatherization Program. Call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org for more information on how to apply.